Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is CJ Savage and I am a certified hypnotherapist and I have been for more than 18 years. Tonight we're going to talk about, is your thinking out of order and how to use the universal law of thought to get control of your thinking to create the life that you want to live. Okay. If you would like to send me an email, if you have any questions or comments, you can send it to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, or you can go to my newer blog, which is called www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. Also, you can go to my website, which is under construction, but you can skip the opt-in page. It's thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, dot P-H-P, as in Paul, Harry, Paul. So you got thehypnosisqueen.com, and to get into the main contents, go .com/main.php. If you would like to call in, if you have a question, today we're going to take questions at the end if we have time, which I think we are. When we get through this, the call-in number that you can call in is 347-637-2998. So let's get started because this is very deep, but yet you can understand it. And once you understand it, you will live your life and think your thoughts much differently. I'm CJ Savage, and thank you for joining me here. And I want you to know that I work with people from all walks of life, and I still get the one most common question today that I have always gotten over 18 years, and that is, does hypnosis really work? Yes, it does. And it works like magic, if you want it to work. The only real problem here is that it works so well, and it works so simply, that most people think it cannot work and doesn't work because either it's too simple and too easy, so anything that easy could not work. But we're going to talk about your power of your thoughts and how magically they do work. Now, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and everyone is hypnotized almost every day, if not several times a day or many times a day. Now, I have told you previously, and we've talked a lot about, I told you what hypnosis is, how it works, what you can expect. And all that is really well and good for you if I'm doing a guided meditation with you, but what if you're out there on your own? What are you allowing to go into those memory banks of yours, and what kind of energy are you creating day in and day out? What kind of self-hypnosis are you doing most of the time to yourself or for yourself or to others? And you are, whether you are aware of it or not. You are. You are hypnotizing yourself, and you're hypnotizing other people. Hypnosis can simply be something so simple that it's when someone says something and you believe it. And I've always said some of the greatest hypnotists in the world are doctors, and they are. Now, when you believe something, the reason that you believe something, a belief, is a pattern of chronic thought. Everything in our universe, our world, your world, is governed by a universal laws. They're governed by universal laws. And a lot of people are not even aware of these laws, but they are real, they exist, they work all the time, and they work for everyone, whether you're aware of it or not. So you might as well get into the game and learn the rules so you can play right. There are basically 12 major universal laws. And there are 21 sub-laws. And if you master the major laws, everything else will just kind of fall into place for you automatically. So let's talk about the law of thought, which is actually under the law of attraction, which states that thought creates everything. Everything that happens outside of you started inside of you with thought. Everything. Through all your thoughts, your words, actions, and feelings comes into your life like energy. From your thoughts comes your words, and your words become your actions become your habits, and your habits become your character, which your character becomes your destiny. So everything starts with a thought, and you are where you are, who you are, and have what you have because of your thoughts. Your thoughts are things that have created the life that you are now living. Believe it or not, it is true. And when you finally come to understand and recognize this fact, then you will come to understand how to become the creator of your life and get in control instead of living by default. If you want to change your life, you'll have to change your thoughts. Can you get control of your thoughts, your thinking, what thoughts you think? Actually, you can, much easier than you even know or realize. And when you do, you can make major changes in your life, any part of your life. So stay with me here and follow me through with this. This gets very deep, but it's very understandable. And if you don't get it the first time, listen to it again until you do understand it, and you will truly become the creator of your own life that you wish to live. Okay, here we go. Thought is the vital force or the energy that comes from the mind that is directly connected and is a part of source energy or God. You can call it whatever you want. I call it God. Some call it the more genetic term, depending on your belief, your religion, or whatever. It might be just source energy. In my hypnosis, I use the universal light of life's energy. But however, thought is the vital force or energy that comes from the mind that is directly connected and is a part of God. The mind is the spiritual part of you that is in every cell of your being. Therefore, your every thought affects every cell of your body, good or bad, depending on your thoughts. The thoughts being your vital force or energy is where all your power is and is a part of source energy or God. Now God, we're just going to call God, God is spirit. Spirit is the creative principle of the universe. Man is made in the image and likeness of God. I believe that's written in the Bible, and it is true. Man is therefore a spiritual being having a human experience here, and the only activity which spirit possesses is the power to think. Thinking is therefore a creative process. Everything, and I do mean everything, is the result of the thinking process. The connecting link between you, your mind, which is the spiritual part of you, and God is your thoughts, period. Now here's an analogy for you if you don't understand that. You know what a battery is, a battery that you would put into a radio or a flashlight or whatever. It's a cell with a positive pole and a negative pole, and a circuit of energy is formed to run from one pole to the other. The universal is the positive side of the battery of life, and you as the individual is the negative. And the thought forms the circuit which runs between the two poles of polarity. The only connecting link between the finite and the infinite is thought. In other words, you are the negative pole, God is the positive pole, and the circuit that a power that runs between the two is simply thought, your thoughts. Now, why is it that so many people struggle and suffer or never have what it is they really want in life, while others just seem to have a life of comfort and joy and have a good life of ease? Because they do not understand the universal laws, especially the law of thought. So there is no polarity between, or because they have not formed the circuit. If you follow me here and you stick with me, by the time I'm done, you should understand this connection that we have with the one universal source of power, or God. When you become conscious of this and you recognize the law of attraction and become conscious of the universal law of thought, your thoughts will correlate with what you want instead of what you don't want. And you will understand that the kingdom of heaven is truly within us. Okay, now I'm going to try to explain this in a whole different way. If that just totally seemed clearer than mud and confused you, let me put it this way. You have two very distinct levels of consciousness. You have your physical consciousness, which you use to think and decide what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to wear, how you're going to do something, what to say, etc. That physical level of consciousness can actually be the worst enemy, your worst enemy, because it has a critical factor that is always trying to input negative thoughts, and if you let it, the physical mind will flood with millions of thoughts a day of negative stuff. And these negative thoughts create negative energy, which are things. They are measurable. They're forming subatomic particles. Your thoughts are energy. All thoughts are energy, good or bad, positive or negative. All thoughts are energy. What kind of thoughts that you are creating or forming depends on whether it's good or bad energy, positive or negative energy. But those thoughts literally go out into the universe, into space, and permeates and penetrates all of space, which then attracts like energy, which comes back to you like a boomerang. Again, thoughts are things. And I've talked about that in previous segments here, about how you think, your feelings and your thoughts goes out into space, whatever kind of thoughts you're thinking, goes out and literally permeates, penetrates all of space, attracts like energy, and comes back to you with like energy. You are hypnotizing yourself all the time, every day, with your own thoughts. So what kind of thoughts are you thinking? I mean, are your thoughts out of order? Do we need to tape a sign across your forehead that says out of order? I mean, do we? Because if you feel that way, let's see if we can learn to get control over those thoughts so that you can be the creator of your life and be in control instead of living by default. You hypnotize yourself every day. You hypnotize yourself, you hypnotize other people. You hypnotize yourself every time you claim something about yourself. Ever hear somebody say, I am so fat, I'm so fat, no matter how hard I try, no matter how many diets I go on, I just stay fat. And they are fat. They keep claiming it. They keep hypnotizing themselves. They keep speaking it in. Words, you know, in the beginning was the word. And in the word, there is power, a lot of power. And then you ever hear someone that says, I am so stupid. I do stupid things all the time. And they do, too. They really do. If a parent repeatedly tells their child such things as, you're no good. You can't do anything right. What is wrong with you? You ever hear that? I hate that question. I hear parents ask their kids, what is wrong with you? I can't trust you 1 minute. You're so lazy. When a parent talks to a child like this, you can be assured that this kid will grow up to be a lazy, non-productive adult with a low self-esteem and probably unhappy and unhealthy as well. On the other hand, you know, that parent could change their words, their verbiage, simply turn it around and jump at every chance to give a positive command, such as, you are very intelligent. You can do anything you set your mind to do. I am so proud of you. You are the best. Thank you for all your help. You've been great help. That is a really good idea. That's a great question. You can be assured that this parent that speaks like this to their child can be certain that this child will grow up to be a very hardworking, confident, intelligent, happy adult that makes for good relationships to others and probably is very healthy and will stay healthy. All these words are just words. But words have and create energy and attract like energy. If you cannot get control of your own physical thoughts to be truly and only good, right, and positive thoughts, no matter what area of life that you want to change, a guided meditation, just a daily meditation, a hypnosis, put on a hypnosis CD. You know, even if you're saying, I'm so fat, I know people that say that every single day, every time they eat anything, every time they look in the mirror, I'm so fat, and they stay fat no matter what they do. I can hypnotize someone to lose weight, and if they just keep saying all day long to every person they see and talk to every day, I'm so fat, they're never going to lose weight. But if they listen to the hypnosis CD to lose weight, and they stop saying all that negative stuff, they will lose weight like magic and take it off and keep it off permanently. But if I tell someone that they're going to lose weight and all the things that I tell them, and they turn around and speak all this negative stuff against it, they are rehypnotizing themselves and totally counteracting everything I've done. So no matter what area of life that you want to change, if you do just simply a daily hypnosis, whether it's about your health or relationships or your finances or weight or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you listen to it every day, the negative thoughts, negative thinking, negative talk will disappear. And once it disappears, you're going to have to continue listening to that and do a daily meditation for 28 days, and you will not even want to give it up. It doesn't make any difference if you are sick and you're listening to one of my CDs, General Healing of Health Problems, or Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. You're going to become healthy. I don't care what the doctor tells you. I don't care if the doctor tells you you're going to die. I don't care if he tells you you've got cancer and you're going to be dead in 2 months. If you listen to it every day, every single day you listen to it, and I've had my clients do this who have had cancer and they're told they were going to die, and they listened to it 5 or 6 times a day. 2 weeks, they were stronger than they'd been in a long time and would go back to work. In 4 months, they'd be well with no cancer. So I've done this enough years to know it doesn't make any difference even if you have health problems. And the reason I say health problems is because, one, I think that your health is the most important thing. Because if you have really poor health, does anything else really matter? No. I think the health is the most important thing, for one. Two, with health problems, when you have a health problem, which I have had injuries, illnesses, and just recently, if you haven't been paying attention, I shattered my arm and wrist. I went into a cast, and I had that cast off in 12 days. The doctors told me the bones were shattered, and I would be looking at a minimum of 3 to 4 months to heal, and I would be in that cast, quote, unquote. I said, well, I was thinking more like days. They said bones don't heal that fast, and I said, really? They do in my world. And I proved that they did, because in the hospital actually gave me a CD with my x-rays from the day that I went in, showed my shattered bones. 12 days later, I did not have shattered bones. I mean, I have documented proof. So there, you have the visible evidence when you have the health problems. Even if you don't have the x-rays on a CD, you still know whether you were sick, and then you know when you feel good. And when the doctor says, the cancer is gone, I don't know how you did it, but it's no longer there, then you know that the mind is very, very powerful. And the mind and your thoughts are more powerful than any disease or illness or injury in this world. Now, whether you think good, positive, right thoughts, or you think bad, negative, and wrong thoughts, you are a creator, and you create with every thought, whether they are wanted or unwanted thoughts. Whether you entertain wanted thoughts or unwanted thoughts, you feel wanted or unwanted feelings with emotions. Okay, now this is where it's going to start getting really interesting, because you know that when you have a thought, good or bad, the more intense your thoughts, the more intense your feelings, right? The more intense your feelings, the faster you are going to attract good or bad, and it's just a choice, but it's your choice. So as you think great thoughts that are good, positive, or right, the higher you vibrate. Now, we talked about this in one segment previously about your vibrational frequency, and this gets really interesting. When you think bad, negative, or wrong thoughts, the lower you vibrate. And when you vibrate, as all energy does, and you are energy, pure energy, you create a vibrational frequency that can actually be measured today. With the high technology that we have, with the instruments that we can use, they can actually measure the vibrational frequency of energy in any and every single thing that exists. And since you are like a magnet, this vibrational frequency attracts like energy. It is a universal law that works all the time without fail with immutable precision. Like the law of gravity, what goes up must come down. Without fail, works every time. Now, if you're not familiar with this concept of everything is energy and has a vibrational frequency that can be measured, one of the books behind this research is in Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. He wrote about the experiments that took place over a 20-year period using a variety of tests to measure the energy that runs through everything on this planet. They proved that everything calibrates at a certain frequency of energy that can actually be measured, including food and clothing, water, people, animals, movies, plants, buildings, music, everything. Everything has a vibrational frequency that can be measured with an almost certain 100% accuracy reading every single time. And their experiments proved that there is a higher power that connects everything in this world. You can call this higher power God, and call it whatever you want, source energy, universal light of life's energy. I refer to it normally as God. When I refer to this energy in my hypnosis, I use it as the universal light of life's energy, which I refer to it as a bright, white, iridescent light, beam of light that comes down from the infinite sky and enters your head and fills you up. It works like magic that heals and balances your energy, your cells, and it can really speed up the healing process in the body. I know because I've done it many times, and it's never failed on a single client I have ever worked with. If you want to use this energy or the hypnosis in my hypnosis to heal, you have to listen to it on a daily basis. Listen to it, and the more you listen to it, the more you're going to want to listen to it because it makes you feel good. Okay. According to Dr. Hawkins' reports, most music calibrates below vibrational frequency of 200. Scary movies will weaken people who watch them by bringing their energy levels down below the 200 level of consciousness. 85% of the human race calibrates below the critical level of 200. Actually, the overall average level of human consciousness stands about 207. Now, these numbers are not going to mean anything to you right now, but just pay attention and stick with me here. Dr. David Hawkins illustrated in a chart the energetic value of different emotions. The energetic value runs from the bottom of the chart, which it goes up like a cone, and it shows that the bottom of the chart, like the bottom of the cone, the point, is shame. And shame has a vibrational frequency of 20. So you're at a very low vibrational frequency, which means you're just above death, really. And it goes all the way up to at the top of the cone, so it broadens, it gets really wide. That's called ultimate consciousness, and the highest a person can vibrate, a human being, is 1,000. And I think the Pope John Paul II, Mother Teresa, people like that, actually vibrate at 1,000. That's called ultimate consciousness. Now, remember I just told you that the average person in the United States is like 207. To reach a high vibrational frequency and live the way that you should be living, you need to reach about 500, which is where love is at. 540 is joy, 600 is peace, 700 and above is enlightenment. Forgiveness and acceptance is 350. So if you want to start raising your vibrational frequency of energy, you should start with forgiveness and acceptance, which, by the way, is about another universal law, the law of forgiveness, which I've talked about in one of my previous segments. And if you want to be good to yourself and raise your vibrational energy, then you have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. If you want to know why, go back to my segment that I talked about this and listen to it. But in short, just know that when you think thoughts of anger and hate and jealousy, you not only lower your vibration, but it is like you drink the poison and you hope that the other person gets sick, and that doesn't happen. When you hold on to those thoughts of anger and hate, and the more intense that you feel it and the longer you hold on to it, I can assure you that you will get sick. And the more intense and the longer you hold on to it, the faster you will get sick. It will, in fact, affect your health over time. hate and anger, intense feelings of hate and anger, you hold on to them long enough, you will get cancer. Anyway, let's get back on track here. So our emotions can also be measured, and your energetic frequency determines the kind of life that you live. So if you live in your higher self, a vibrational frequency, and you're living at a vibrational frequency level at love, joy, peace, enlightenment, or above, you will definitely attract positive influences in all areas of your life. You will attract love, peace, joy, abundance, good health, good relationships, and you will be happy. If you live in shame, guilt, grief, fear, anger, hate, then you will attract negative influences in your life, creating poor relationship, lack of money, struggles, poor health, depression, unhappiness, and so on. It's your choice, what you choose here, but it is just a choice, just a choice. If you are one of those people that depend on other people or money or things to make you happy, you are not truly happy, and you'll never be happy as long as you live like that. If you're going to try to depend on someone else or money or things to make you happy, then it's only temporary happiness, if any real happiness at all. And it's not real, and it's not lasting. Real happiness is an inside job. And in order to reach that real happiness, you have to raise that level of vibrational frequency. You have to find it within, not without. And when you do find real happiness inside of yourself, you will find yourself, your higher self. And real happiness will come outside of you, all around you, automatically. But it all starts with you controlling your own thoughts, your physical thoughts. Yes. You are in control of those thoughts. Someone sent me a message here and says that they can't help all these negative thoughts that flood in their mind every day. How do I stop them? Well, that is easy. And it's a very simple thing to do, which you might think sounds kind of silly, and I've talked about this before, but if you will wear a rubber band on your wrist, a good rubber band, you know, and one that's not real thick but kind of thin, and be really honest with yourself, then every time you think a bad, negative, or wrong thought, snap that rubber band hard enough to make it hurt. And thinking bad, negative, or wrong thoughts is nothing more than a bad habit. It's a learned behavior, or it's learned beliefs. And a belief is a pattern of chronic thoughts. I can assure you that if you do this, you will break this bad habit within 90 days. I guarantee you, within 90 days, if you practice this, you will break a bad habit of thinking negative, bad, wrong thoughts within 90 days, and it will last a lifetime. You will forever be very conscientious about your thoughts. Actually, it worked for me after 2 weeks. When I was getting a divorce, I started down spiraling into a very negative, I was drowning in a negative pool of negativity, negative energy. And I started wearing the rubber band. And after 2 weeks of wearing that rubber band, and I was very honest with myself, and I snapped it every time I said or thought anything negative, I can tell you by the 15th day, I was ready for the ER. Seriously, it cured me of bad thinking. And it made me very, very conscientious, very careful with my thoughts ever since. But I got to tell you that my life did a 360 in about 45 days after I stopped my negative thinking. I mean, I had hit rock bottom, and I started focusing on what I was grateful for, and every area of my life improved 100%. I was totally focusing on just what I was grateful for every day, and I raised my vibrational frequency, and I felt really good and really happy, even though I had literally lost everything. I was happy. I had my health. I had God. I had my family. I had all the valuable things in the world that didn't cost anything. And I realized I was a very wealthy person, and I was really very, very grateful for so much. My vibrational frequency was really up there. And so about 45 days later, my whole life did a 360, and next thing I know, I blinked, and I was rich. I had everything I ever wanted. So watch your thoughts if you want to attract the things in your life that you want. So then that brings the next question. How do you know if the thoughts that you're thinking are attracting or repelling what it is that you want? Pay attention to your feelings. When you think a thought, do you feel good or worse? Or do you just feel bad inside? If you feel good, you will feel your vibration increase and you are attracting what it is that you want. But if your thoughts make you feel bad, sad, empty inside, nervous, guilty, you are attracting what you don't want, or you're repelling what you do want. Your thoughts are either working for you or your thoughts are working against you. And if you can absorb this whole entire concept, stick with me here and learn this and be conscientious of it, you can rip off that sign off your forehead that says out of order. So which is it? It's just a choice. But if you have a strong desire to be, do, or have anything in this life, then you need to get control over your thoughts to attract to you what you want and stop repelling what you want. If you've seen the movie called The Secret, many watched that and tried to attract the things they wanted. And instead, there was a lot of people that said that they got more of what they didn't want. More bills, seems like their bills increased, their health got worse. The reason for that is because they were focusing on what it is that they don't want. Lack of money, more bills, more worries, more fears, more anxieties about their relationships and struggles, so on, so on. You cannot think good, right, and positive thoughts for 20 or 30 minutes a day, focusing on what you want, and then you spend the rest of the day, about the next 23 and a half hours, thinking bad, wrong, negative thoughts and worries and fears, and bill collectors start calling and, you know, all these anxieties and worries and fears. It just doesn't work that way. You've just got to wear the rubber band and just stop it. Be aware what you're doing. Kick it out of your head. Kick all the negative thoughts out. Don't let them in anymore. In one of my previous segments here, you can go back. It's called 9 Things That You Can Do to Change Your Life. Well, I explained the 9 things that you can do to change your thoughts, your thinking, basically, to change your life for the better, to make improvements, changes, whatever. But if you want to change your life, you've got to start with your thoughts, your thinking. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, what to do, go back and listen to that segment if you missed it. Okay. If you're following me here so far and you're still with me, then you're going to get it. And when you get it and you start to understand it, you're going to become the creator, and you will create with every thought, whether they're wanted or unwanted thoughts. Whether you entertain a wanted thought or an unwanted thought, you are going to feel a wanted or unwanted feeling of emotion. Remember, it's just a choice. The more intense your feelings, the faster you create. The faster you manifest into your life that which is the result of your thoughts and feelings, good or bad. And as you think great thoughts that are good, positive, and right, the higher your vibrational frequency of energy, the faster you attract into your life all that is good, right, and positive. Now, if you haven't understood exactly what it is I'm talking about here, let me give you this concept. If you're not understanding what this vibrational frequency feels like, then imagine that you pull out that lottery ticket that you bought last night and you realize you just won $3 million. And just say to yourself, your name, call yourself your name. I am the winner of $3 million. Now, if you could actually bring yourself to believe that for just a second, even if you're only pretending, and imagining, can you feel that vibrational frequency of energy just rise up in you? Or you're going with somebody that you're really in love with, and they surprise you with a wonderful surprise, a wonderful gift. Do you remember how excited you feel? You feel like jumping for joy. You're so happy. You want to cry. You feel really good, right, positive, and you feel that vibrational frequency really increase in you, right? Remember what that feeling feels like? Someone buys you a very expensive gift, and it's just what you really, really wanted. You just got something you really wanted. You are so thrilled, so happy. Remember that feeling? Remember how that vibrational frequency goes up? Okay, that is raising and increasing your vibrational frequency. Actually, you can do that through the power of hypnosis, and I actually do that with my clients. I make them feel better, happier, healthier, stronger, all the way around, no matter what hypnosis it is. You will not be depressed if you listen to my hypnosis. But I raise that vibrational frequency of energy up in your body. And with practice, you can keep it up no matter what. Nobody's going to be able to bring you down. Now, on the other hand, if you lower it, if someone came in and gave you really bad news and you were, say, deeply, madly, head over heels in love with someone, they go, you know, I don't want to see you anymore. Remember how your heart kind of sinks, kind of has that empty feeling? Then you become sad. You feel bad. Well, that's the vibrational frequency going down, down, down. Or you suddenly get a bill or you get served with a summons that you're being sued. And so wants X amount of dollars. Yeah, that's a way to lower your vibrational frequency. Okay, are you understanding now? You're going to have to learn to start paying attention to your feelings, because when you feel the feelings, you're going to know whether or not those thoughts that you are thinking is taking you towards or away from what it is that you want. Now, here's a brief overview of what I started with here, and let's go with this. Thought is the vital force or energy that comes from the mind that is directly connected and is a part of source energy or God. Thought is the vital force or energy that comes from the mind that is directly connected to God. The mind is the spiritual part of you. God is spirit. Spirit is the creative principle of the universe. Man is a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are not a human being trying to be spiritual. You are, in fact, a man or a person, a human being, that you are, you are a spiritual being, and you are having a human experience. The only activity that your spirit possesses is the power to think. Thinking is therefore a creative process. Everything is a result of the thinking process. The connecting link between you and God is your thoughts, period. The connecting link between you and God are your thoughts. Period. Like a battery, you are the negative pole, God is the positive pole on the battery, and it is your thoughts that form the circuit that connect the two poles. Now, way back when, probably about a year ago, in one of my segments, I talked about all the different kind of feelings, whether you're dancing to the wrong drummer or you're dancing to God. But when one gives up all hope and faith and become so despondent, so depressed that they become suicidal, then it is those thoughts that's no longer connected to God, but you're dancing to the, as I call it, the wrong drummer. You are totally filling yourself with negative energy, surrounding yourself with a negative energy. You're creating negative energy, and basically you are just not in the program. If you can change your thoughts, no matter how bad it gets, quote unquote, change your thoughts and start thinking and believing good, right, positive thoughts, no matter what, then you will become bigger than any problem that you could ever have. And somebody throws a problem at you, you deal with it and realize that you are a spiritual being directly connected to God at all times. That it will turn out, it will work out. You will start thinking more positive. And you know what? It'll just all come together and it will work itself out, probably in a magical way. Because the question is, people ask, why do so many people suffer and struggle and never get what they want, while others just seem to have a life of comfort and joy and a life of ease. It's because they do not understand the universal laws, especially the law of thought. So there is no polarity because they have not formed the circuit. And if you follow me here and you stick with this, by the time I'm done, you should understand that this connection that we have with the one universal source of power, which is God, that you can actually get more control of your life. You can become the creator of your life and create what it is that you want. Attract into your life more of what you want. I have learned to raise up my vibrational frequency so high that I literally vibrate as if somebody gave me the best news in the whole world, and I can do that frequently throughout the day. When you become conscious of this and you recognize the law of attraction and become conscientious of universal laws, especially the universal law of thought, which is also under the law of attraction, which I have talked about in previous segments, the law of attraction, your thoughts will correlate with what you want instead of what you don't want. And you will understand that the kingdom of heaven is truly within us. Okay? If you want to make some changes in your life fast, and you cannot seem to get control of those physical thoughts, and you think, okay, this is it. I'm going to think good, right, positive thoughts from here on out, day in and day out. No more negative thinking. Then I would strongly suggest that you wear the rubber band. But if you're still having a hard time, if you want to change your health or your finances or whatever, then I would strongly suggest that you use a guided meditation, because that is going into that superconscious mind, which is in every cell of your being, and it can change and will change your belief system. When it changes that belief system, it doesn't make any difference if you are ill, no matter what illness you have, and the doctor says, this is it, you know, that's the way it is, you are sick, you're going to die, or whatever the case may be. That doesn't matter. If you listen to a hypnosis, something as simple as general healing of health problems, achieve perfect and radiant health, and you do that on a daily basis, and you do it often, I mean frequently, to start with, just to start with, until you can get control of your thinking, then it changes that belief system. Remember I said a belief is a pattern of chronic thoughts? So with hypnosis, you can change your belief system. And when you change that belief system, those thoughts that you're thinking, that you're well, strong, healthy, and you are filled with this new energetic level of life's energy, then you become stronger and healthier, and you feel better and more energetic, and then you actually do become stronger and better, and you feel better, and you feel stronger. You actually, your body starts healing. I don't care what it is, but you can't listen to it once a month or once a week and go, you know, it's not really been working for me. You've got to do it frequently, especially with your health. When I shattered the bones in my arm and my wrist, I really became totally disabled, and I couldn't really do much of anything, not to mention that I was in a lot of pain to start with. So I sat down on my sofa, and I put in the hypnosis, and I literally listened to them over and over and over for about 9 days. As long as I could stay awake, I wake back up, I would turn it back on. And I was sick and tired of listening to them, but I listened to them anyway, because it's like a mind game. It's like a mind exercise. And if you had to get really strong really fast because you were going to compete in some kind of competition, you go to the health club and you start working out. Say it's raining outside every day, so you got to go inside the health club. You know, you can go in there and you're working out every day, and you might get sick and tired of it, but what happens? The body still becomes stronger and healthier, and you're working out, so you just get stronger and healthier no matter how bored you get. With my hypnosis, it was the same way. I knew I was tired and I was bored with it, but I kept doing it. And I knew my hand was healing, because when I first got the cast on, with the ends of my fingers sticking out of that cast, I couldn't lift up a piece of paper. A piece of paper was too heavy and too hard for me to hold in my hand. And as I started doing my hypnosis, within days, actually they took the big cast off in 9 days and put on a small little wrist cast, because the healing was going so fast. And I got all my strength back. Well, 2 days later, they took off the little wrist cast, and I didn't even wear that. So I was out of the cast completely in 12 days. But after 12 days, I had all my strength back. I could lift up a heavy suitcase, I could move chairs, I could do everything. I mean, it came back. Now, while I was getting bored and tired of it in the mind and doing it, it was still working. It was still working for me. And the body just continued to heal and heal and heal. And I can do anything with my hand. The muscles in my fingers were a little sore, and the doctor said to me, well, I don't know what you did, but whatever you did with the bones, you can do the same thing work with your muscles and tendons in your hand. I said, oh, that's okay. And it was just sore. It was no problem. And so I said, will it heal by itself? He said, well, yeah, it will. And it did. So then I started doing just the hypnosis on the muscles and tendons in my hand just at night when I would go to bed. And then I was busy again. Once I was out of the cast, I was back into life and busy as ever. So I would just do the hypnosis at night on the muscles and tendons in the hand when I would go to bed, and that was it. So that took me then about another 2 weeks just to heal my hand. So it was a lot slower process to heal those muscles and tendons than it was to heal shattered bones in my arm and my wrist. Okay? So we're running out of time here. You can find my hypnosis CDs on cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /Cheryl J. Savage, C-H-E-R-Y-L, J-S-A-V-A-G-E, or you can also get, that has the, about the health, the weight, smoking, and that, and on cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. That one is on that by itself. I'm not sure why it's like that. Also, you can find numerous hypnosis on Amazon.com. When you go to Amazon.com, just put in the search box, Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis, and it will bring up all my CDs, and it's easy to find. So if there's any area of your life that you want to change, then get the hypnosis. If you can't get control, total control of your own thinking, then use the hypnosis to guide your thoughts in whatever area of life that you want to change, and listen to it every single day for a minimum of 28 days. Also, I'd appreciate it, as you're listening, if you would go to blogtalkradio.com, the power of the superconscious mind on my program, and rate my program. I'd really appreciate it. You can find me on youtube.com, the Hypnosis Queen, youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen, and join me there. You can subscribe to YouTube, which the first ones I just put on there was pretty amateurish, but they're there, and I'm getting ready to add several more on there. So if you subscribe to youtube.com, the Hypnosis Queen, then you will be notified every time a new one goes on there. Also, you can find me on Facebook and join me and click on the link, like, and become a fan on my fan page, which is under Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis. Okay. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in to 347-637-2998, and I will take your call. Or you can simply send me a text or a message on Blog Talk Radio, which you can do that. Or you can just simply send me an email and I will answer it. And please do not send me a great big huge long book and write your whole life story. But if you can keep it brief, a sentence or a paragraph, a question or comments, please send it to my email address at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and you will get answered within a couple of days. And that is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and you can write me there. And thank you for joining me. Oh, next week, join me next week, and we're going to talk about how to pray effectively, the power in prayer. Goodbye.